The shocking truth about protein bars. Protein bars are a huge industry. What's in the ingredients? Let's first start with an actual candy bar, and then we're going to do a comparison with all the healthy protein bars. Now, if we take the Snickers bar, a 50-gram bar, 30 grams of carbs, 25 grams of that is sugar. So basically, we're talking about 58% of this bar is sugar. And when you look at the first ingredient, that makes up most of this bar. And the first ingredient is milk chocolate. The second is peanuts. And the third, corn syrup. Pretty darn high in the glycemic index. Then we have actual sugar. And then it has salt, egg whites, palm oil, butter, skim milk, lactose, which is milk sugar, and peanuts. So that's what makes up a Snickers bar. Now, remember that as we go through these protein bars, because somehow there's a perception that these protein bars are healthier than a candy bar. The first one I want to go through is this one right here. This is a Clif bar. So this Clif bar is 68 grams. Okay, so it's a little more than the candy bar. And whereas the candy bar is 58% sugar, this one is merely 41% sugar. But they have virtually the same amount of carbohydrates, except for the Clif bar has like one more carbohydrate. So this is 31 grams of carbohydrate. And there's 3 grams of fiber, so you deduct that and you get 28 net carbs, okay? And then we have 17 grams of sugar. Wait a second. So if we have this total carbohydrate and we deduct the fiber and the sugar, we still have 11 grams of carbohydrate left. So what is making up this 11 grams of carbohydrate? It's starches, not like the typical starches in vegetables. The starches that turn into sugar so quick, they really are sugars. Because if you look at what a starch is, it's just a chain of sugar molecules strung together. So this really doesn't have 17 grams of sugar. When we add the 11 grams of starch sugar, it really has 28 grams of sugar, which is 7 teaspoons of sugar. But I want to know, what type of sugar we're dealing with? Well, first one is cane syrup. Then we have brown rice syrup. There's some palm oil for the fat. And then here are the starches. We have soy flour and rice flour. The big thing that people are going to look at when they look at the label is how much protein. Wow, 20 grams of protein. That's amazing. Well, what's the quality of protein? Soy protein concentrate. That is a very low quality protein. So basically, we have a lot of ultra-processed ingredients in this product. Okay, so that's the Clif Builder's Bar. Now, since you're talking about bars, protein bars, I want to mention an energy bar by Clif. Okay, so we'll be talking about this one. Maybe you've seen it in the grocery store. This bar is 68 grams. 55.88% of it is sugar. Now, remember when I talked about sugar with this one? This one has 58% sugars. 58%? 56%. This is 43 grams of carbs, 5 grams of fiber, and 17 grams of sugar. Now, wait a second. We have something that's missing in these carbs, right? There's 21 grams of carbs that's unaccounted for. So what makes up the 21 grams of carbs that they're not talking about? Starches again. When you think starches, think sugar. So basically, we're talking about 5.25 teaspoons of extra sugar that's hidden as starches. So when you consume this, you're consuming 9.5 teaspoons of sugar. And then if we look at the ingredient, we have oats, organic brown rice syrup, soy rice crisps, which is soy protein isolates, and rice flour, organic tapioca syrup, organic cane syrup, and also the chicory fiber, organic soy flour, and the soy oil. So we're dealing with a lot of starches, a lot of sugars, and then some seed oil. I'm going to tell you right now, if you consume this, you're not going to have sustainable energy. You're going to have some little bit of spike in energy, and then you're going to crash and burn, and you're going to end up with low blood sugars. If you have a very fast metabolism and you're exercising, you might be able to deal with it, but I know I would not be able to deal with this bar right here. All right, now let's go to the Kind bar. And it says the number one ingredient is heart-healthy peanuts. It says on the back, low glycemic index, dairy-free, no GMO, very low sodium, no sugar alcohols, zero trans fats, and a good source of fiber. Let's see if any of this is actually true. The first thing you need to know is this is a 40-gram bar, and if we look at the percentage of sugar, it's 37.5% of it is sugar. What type of sugar? Well, if we get beyond the first ingredient, which is peanuts, second ingredient is glucose syrup. Glucose syrup is not low on the glycemic index. Then sugar, then honey, then palm oil, then the soy protein isolate, and they throw in the chicory root fiber. Your perception of healthy protein bars might be changing.